We're in middle and towards the beginning of Ashrei, but we're plowing through. And at Mincha and Maariv tonight, in between Mincha and Maariv, we just pointed out a story with Rav Shach and Rav Chaim Elzer Grudzinski, that when a person faces just heart-rendering tzaras, Rav Shach lost a child. When Rav Chaim Elzer came to be Menachem Avil, Rav Chaim Elzer told Rav Shach that he himself had lost a child. Rav Chaim Elzer was one of the greatest gedolim in the world in the late 1930s. Rav Shach was relatively young with the family, lost a young child, a daughter. And Rav Chaim Elzer told him, the only thing that kept me going was learning Torah. And it's the only thing that's going to keep you going. If it wasn't for Torah as my salvation, I'd be wiped out, David HaMelech tells us. And so the Jewish people are all reeling. We're all still reeling from watching the Levayas today, from just the news and the different levels of connections that we had. But we have to learn Torah. And the Torah that we're going to learn tonight, the words of David HaMelech in the Perek of Tehillim, as we said, Tehillah le David, a very unique Perek of Tehillim, the Perek of Tehillim the Chazal laud and praised us. So we're going to learn some psukim tonight, actually, that in some ways might relate to what we're feeling and what we're struggling with. We're up to the Zayin. Zeche Rav Tuvcha Yabiyu B'tzidchascha Yiranenu. Zeche Rav Tuvcha Yabiyu. Zeche Rav Tuvcha Yabiyu. Zeche means that a remembrance, when you recall, you remember Rav Tuvcha, all the abundance of goodness that you've done for me, Hashem. Yabiyu. Yabiyu, the Yismach Yisrael says they're tupshot. Many say Yabiyu is from the Lashon of Ma'ayan Hanoveya, a spring that is bubbling, right? A freshwater spring that bubbles up. That's a lashon of Noveya, Yabiyu, that when I remember all of the good that you've done for me, God, Yabiyu, it's going to bubble forth. But we know there's another meaning of the word Yabiyu from Pasuk in Ovadia, Perek Aleph, Ovadia's one Perek, Pasuk Vav, that Yabiyu means to reveal something that was hidden. That's what Yabiyu, right? Gemara and Baba Kama talks about this, the Havamina, that a tooth is in some way referred to in that way, because a tooth is hidden, and then you, right, you open your, you move your lips, and then a person can see your teeth, or something that are concealed a lot. But the idea is, Zeche Rav Tuvcha Yabiyu, that the recollections come back to us of the abundance of goodness that Hashem has done for us, Yabiyu, and we have to reveal it. We have to reveal all the goodness that Hashem does for us. Because, unfortunately, all too often, we don't focus on the Rav Tuvcha, the amazing abundance of good that Hashem does for us. That, unfortunately, you know, what makes news are the bad things, right? You go to the art museum, and there's a white canvas, and there's one little dot, black dot in the middle. Of course, you focus on that dot in the middle. That's what stands out. Zeche Rav Tuvcha, there's Rav Tuv, there's an abundance of good in this world. An abundance of good that each and every one of us have experienced. Today, Rav Tuvcha. And David HaMelech says, when we remember Rav Tuvcha Yabiyu, we have to give expression to that. We have to bring it out into the open. It has to bubble forth. And then he says, V'tzidkascha Yiranenu. V'tzidkascha, they're tupshotim of V'tzidkascha. V'tzidkascha, the Radak says, the midos that Hashem has that are good and the tzedakah that he does with us. So the way to understand the Radak, some say, the Sefer from Talmud of the Chassam Sofer, that what does tzedakah mean? Well, on one level, it means that the charity, the tzedakah, yiranenu, the charity that you give me, right? And this actually relates, that pshat relates to the next pasuk, when we'll get to the Chanun V'rachum Hashem, that v'tzidkoscha, that Hashem, what you give me is tzedakah, is charity. Just like when you give to a poor person charity, right? And is a poor person deserving of your charity? What does that mean? You know, Hashem says you have to give him, so you'll give him. But why? Because Hashem gives us. We don't deserve v'tzidkoscha, and the tzedakah that you give me, Hashem, yiranenu. Yiranenu, in some ways, can mean arena that I'll sing about in a very joyous fashion. But the Radak in the Shlach HaKadosh says Yiranenu means that I'll just, doesn't necessarily mean sing it joyously, but Yiranenu, Liranenu, means to announce something, to tell people about it. V'tzidkascha yiranenu, that when I'm remembered, Rav Tuv, all this amazing goodness that Hashem does for me, I'm going to bubble forth with it. I'm going to reveal it. And the charity that you give me, yiranenu, I'm going to stand up the kol ram. The Radak says it's the Shla Kaddish, Rabbi Shai Levi Horowitz, a great Ashkenazi Mekubal, right? The Shla Kaddish says it means b'kol ram, b'fnei adam, in a loud voice in front of people. I'm going to talk about the tzidkas Hashem, the charity that Hashem gives me. But some say, what does tzidkascha mean? Tzidkascha is the recognition that Hashem is tzodek. V'tzidkascha, that whatever Hashem is tzodek, whatever Hashem does is correct. Right, we know that at a funeral, there's something that the mourners say. Some Chevra Kadishas has a minig that everyone says it, because at every levaya, we should all be pained, and there are Chevra Kadishas that everyone says this. They give a card out to people to say it. And what is that? The tzidok hadin, the justification of the judgment. Again, where we say Hatsur Tamim Palo Ki Cholder Rachav Mishpat El Munol Veinovel Tzadik V'Yosher Hu. Right, it's a whole lengthy paragraph for those that have had to say it. The tzidduk hadin, the acceptance of judgment, is saying that Hashem is right. That what Hashem does is correct. We don't understand why what Hashem does is correct. We don't understand it, and we'll get to that. I hope tonight we're actually going to learn three psukim. I hope we'll have the chance to learn three psukim tonight. But v'tzidkascha, one means the charity that Hashem does for us, but there's another pshat. V'tzidkascha means that Hashem, v'tzidkascha, your acts that are tzedek, your acts that are correct, your acts that are just, even though we don't understand it, we don't see it, and we'll talk about that, yiranenu. Yiranenu means, I'm not embarrassed about it. Yiranenu means, b'kol ram, b'fnei b'nei adam. In a loud voice, in a raised voice, in front of people, I'm going to clear tzidkascha, that Hashem, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is correct. That's what how some interpret this pasuk from David HaMelech. Zecher Rav Tuv Chayabiyu, when I remember the Rav Tuv, the abundance of good that you do for me, Yabiyu, I'm going to reveal it. It's going to bubble forth my appreciation. V'tzidkascha, and the charity you give me, or v'tzidkascha, your acts that are just, yiranenu, I'm going to call Ram in a loud voice, I'm going to get up, and I'm going to tell people about it. The next pasuk, Chan v'rachum Adonai, erech apayim ugdol chasid. So it's interesting, these are the only pasukim in Ashrei, there are only a couple, where the first half of the pasuk isn't connected to the second half of the pasuk with a vav. And why that is, it's an interesting thing. Vav is a connecting letter. Some say because it's Chan v'rachum Hashem, so after God, we don't want to have anything start with a vav, vih, meaning it's God and, meaning like God has a partner, right? So we don't want to go there. But chanun v'rachum Hashem, erech apayim ugdol chosed. So what does this mean? Chanun, what does chanun mean? We just said tzidkascha, that Hashem, one pshat is that Hashem, what you give me is tzedakah. I don't deserve it. In fact, that's what chanun means. Chanun, Rashi says this, Allah Torah, the Al Shech HaKadosh says this, the Maharal Prague says this, that chanun, chen, right? When a person has chen, it's often translated as grace. What does that mean? That matzah chen b'nei elokim v'adam, it means that there's an appreciation for no real reason, that there's a chen, the person has a chen, that people like that person, because the person has a chen. People might want to call it charisma, the person has charm, the person has a sweetness to them, whatever it is. But chanun, lashon of chen, means a matnas chinam. That Hashem gives chanun, Hashem gives when I don't deserve. He gives me a matnas chinam. And in fact, there is a famous, beautiful Shem Yishmuel. Shem Yishmuel was a sachachavar, Reb Shmuel Bernstein, the son of the Avnei Nezer, who says that this concept of chanun, it is a very important yesod, a very important idea, foundational idea in terms of davening and our whole approach to life. Why? So there's a famous medrash in Parshas Kisisa in Shemos Rabbah. After the sin of the golden calf, of course, that's when Hashem reveals to Moshe Rabbeinu the 13 attributes of mercy, the key to accessing divine favor. And the medrash says that Hashem, after he reveals this to Moshe, and Moshe's in Shemayim, he's showing Moshe all of the storehouses of reward for all of the people. And he says, this storehouse is for the people that only eat kosher. This storehouse is for the people who have Shabbos. This storehouse is for the people who are honest in business. This storehouse is for the people who do chesed. And it comes to the biggest storehouse. And Moshe says, Hashem, what's that storehouse of all the rewards? Hashem says, this is the storehouse for those that don't deserve. So what does that mean? Why is the biggest storehouse of reward for those people that don't deserve? So on one level, some people interpret the Medrash because most people in the world don't deserve. You're right, you have people who keep kosher, Shabbos, this and that, right? But most of the people in the world don't deserve the free gifts that Hashem gives them. So that's why it's the biggest storehouse. Because unfortunately, most people have, right, don't deserve anything. But the Avnei Nezer, the Shem Yishmol, quotes his father, the Avnei Nezer of Avram Borenstein, Zichus Yagin Aleinu, the Eglei Tal, he wrote another famous work, the Eglei Tal on Shabbos, is that the Avnei Nezer, he says, explain to his son, you know why it's the biggest storehouse? Because a person who recognizes, you know what it means, those that don't deserve? It's the storehouse for the people who recognize that I don't deserve anything that I get. All of the gifts that Hashem gives me, these are all gifts that I don't deserve. And I just have to be makir tov every day for the amazing gifts, for mishpacha, for health, for parnasa, for whatever joy that we have. This is what we have to be makir. This is what we have to recognize. Avnei Nezer told his son, the Shem Yishmuel, this is what it means. The biggest storehouse are for those that don't deserve, for the Yidden who know that nothing I have in this world I deserve. And the Avnei Nezer told his son, when a person davens this way, when a person davens knowing that they don't deserve anything, that everything that they have, everything they're asking for, not that I deserve this, Hashem, it's just because of your incredible Chanun V'Rachum, Hashem. He says, that's the biggest storehouse. That's the biggest reward. Because, a person does mitzvahs, they think, Hashem, hey, Hashem, I deserve, Hashem, you know, I keep Shabbos, give me Hashem. Hashem, I only eat kosher, why don't I get this, Hashem? Hashem, I learned Torah, right? No. Avnei Nezer says, no. The biggest storehouse for those that know we don't deserve anything. We don't deserve anything. And that's how you inspire. That's a perspective that you have when you daven to Hashem. So that's Chanun. Chanun that Hashem gives, matnas chinam, gifts for free we don't deserve. Verachum, what is verachum Hashem? What does it mean that Hashem is rachum, that he's merciful? So here Rabbeinu Yonah says, rachum is, even a person, the Sfarno says this also, rachum is for a person that has averus, that doesn't deserve it. Not only does he not deserve the gift, he deserves a patch. He does, right? Rasha, chanun, verachum, that Hashem is mercy. Chanun means Hashem gives gifts to those that don't deserve it. But because they don't have the great, they don't have the great zechusim, they don't have the great merits that they should have such great gifts. But rachum, you know what rachum is according to Rabbeinu Yonah and the Sfarno? When a person not only doesn't deserve, but he doesn't, not that he doesn't deserve good, but he deserves to have punishments come to the person. A patch comes to the person. That's rachum. Because there's so many that we deserve patches. And we don't get the patch. Why? Because that's rachum Hashem. But not only does he give gifts you don't deserve, v'rachum, he has rachmanas, he has mercy on those that deserve a patch, that Hashem not only doesn't give a patch, but he gives them what they ask for. And that's Rabbeinu Bachai, that the person is mevakish, a person is tovei atzerachov, we ask Hashem for what we need, even though we're full of sins. That's the rachum Hashem. That's the rachmanas of Hashem. Then we have the notion of erech apayim, ugdol chosid, right? That chanun rachum Hashem, erech apayim, ugdol chosid. So what means erech apayim? So Moshe Wolfson, actually, in his sefer on Tefillah, he has a beautiful idea of erech apayim. We know erech apayim means slow to anger. Slow to anger, ugdol chosid. And great is his kindness. What's this referring to when it comes to the Eibishter? So Rav Moshe Wolfson, in his sefer, he says, you know what this is? This can be understood most clearly when you think about teaching from the Tomer Devar. Tomer Devar was written by Rav Moshe Cordovero, a great work of Kabbalah that's all about the midos of Hashem, God's attributes. And we know, of course, that we are supposed to emulate God's attributes to the best of our ability. So what does it mean, Erech HaPayim Mugdol Chosed? Erech HaPayim means Hashem slow to anger. And not only is He slow to anger, meaning when someone deserves to be punished, and again, this is why it fits in so beautifully. Chanun v'rachum Hashem. Hashem is giving gifts to those that don't deserve. They have the gifts and deserve those that deserve a patch. Hashem is giving them gifts. And why? Because Erech HaPayim. Ugdol Chosed. Because Hashem is slow to anger. Meaning, Hashem waits. The biggest sinners, Hashem gives them a chance to do tshuva. Hashem doesn't bring the punishment right away. Hashem is long-suffering and allows a person to sin and to give them so many chances to do tshuva. That's Erech HaPayim. Ugdol Chosed. What's Ugdol Chosed? Great is His kindness. Or Moshe Cordovero points out in the Hele Gatomer Devora, such an important work of Jewish mysticism, talking about Hashem's mitos. He says, when you really understand how the world works, you know, it's an amazing thing that as we're sinning against Hashem, you know what Hashem's doing at that very moment while we're sinning? Hashem is pouring life into us. Meaning, he says, imagine you go up to a guy who you're asking to give you $1 million, and as he's giving you $1 million, you know what you do? You're spitting in his eye. You're kicking him in the shin. You're punching him in the arm. Like, what are you doing? What are you doing? The Tomer Devora says, think about it, Chavra. He says, a sin is creating a distance between you and God. It's blackening your soul. The elikus in you is being covered up with shmutz. It's kaviyochel. You're throwing mud at God, right? While at the very moment that you're sinning and throwing the mud at God, what's God doing for you? The Ribono Shel Olam is giving you life. The Ribono Shel Olam is pouring life into you, shefa, divine energy into you at that very moment. And so the Tomer Devora, of course, says that the halavai, halavai, when we talk about God's attributes of mercy, that we should act, mahu afata, that we're supposed to act in the same way that God acts towards human beings. So the Tomer Devora says, Erech HaPayim Ugdol Chosed, that God not only doesn't punish and is slow to anger, and meaning to punishment and waits his long suffering, but Gedol Chosed, he's great with the kindness while the person is deserving to be patched. Mamish, as the person is doing the sin, Gedol Chosed, God is bigger than our smallness, right? God is way bigger, Gedol Chosed, and His bigness is in the kindness, the love that He shows us, not because, oh, we did sins in the past. That's Rachum Hashem, according to Rabbi Yena and according to others. But Ugdol Chosed means that at the moment that we're sinning, Hashem is still doing kindness for us. Hashem is still pouring His love into us and His shefa and His energy. And that's what David HaMelech here is saying. Chanun v'rachum Hashem erech apayim Ugdol Chosed. Do we understand this pasuk? This pasuk is the key to how we live. Chanun v'rachum Hashem erech apayim Ugdol Chosed. But we'll continue. I know normally we do only two psukim, but let's just do a third. Tov Adonai Lakol, Rachamav Al Kol Masav. That Hashem is good Lakol, to all, and His mercy is on all of His creations. So on one level, Tov Hashem Lakol, Rachamav Al Kol Masav, there are many, many pshatim that talk about Hashem's incredible, incredible oversight of all of creation. The billions and billions and billions of things, of creatures that are being sustained by God at every given moment, and how every leaf on a tree is being sustained and is giving life, and every little worm gets what it needs. Tov Hashem lakol v'rachamav al kol masav. Right? That Hashem is good to all aspects of God's creations. V'rachamav al kol masav. Right? Those that are deserving and those that are Dafka not deserving, Rachamav al kol masav. But Rav Wolfson also has another pshat. And, you know, there are another number of pshatim in this pasuk, but we'll just go with this one for tonight. Maybe next time we'll start with Tov Hashem al kol. Maybe we'll go back to it a little bit. But this is a very difficult pshat, and another pshat that Rav Wolfson brings down in the Sefer that I just wanted to share tonight. And that is called David Rachmana Latavavid. Tov Hashem Lakol means that for everything that he does, Lakol, for everything that happens, Tov Hashem. Hashem ultimately is good. And this follows a pshat v'tzidkoscha, Yiraninu v'tzidkoscha means, again, that what Hashem does is tzadek, Hashem is right. Hashem is just in what he does. And Tov Hashem Lakol, Rav Wolfson says that we can't see it, and we don't understand it. And when we see tragedy, we're not just supposed to say, oh, what Hashem does is good, and so if Hashem did it and it's good, I'm not going to be bothered. No, we're supposed to be bothered by it. And we're supposed to be tortured by it. And we're supposed to cry because of it. And we're supposed to daven because of it. And we're supposed to be moved because of it. Just as Moshe Rabbeinu was when he saw what happened to Rabbi Akiva. Just as, so many throughout all the generations. They didn't say, oh, this is what Hashem wanted, that's it. No, they railed, whether it was a Rabbi Nachman, whether it was a Rabbi Yitzchak, whether it was Yonah, the Navi Yonah, right? I mean, we know HaKadosh Baruch was challenged by Avram Avinu. HaKadosh Baruch was challenged by Avram Avinu, right? How is this just? Avram Avinu is trying to understand the justice. Like, we struggle with it, of course. But yet, at the same time, Tov Hashem Lakol, V'rachamav al kol nasav. The bedrock of our faith has to be Tov Hashem Lakol. And again, we don't want to get too Kabbalistic. Rav Wolfson, of course, does. And he says that Hashem's plan can span centuries, generations. You know, we're not going to get into Gilgulim, reincarnations, you know, but the souls being branches of different souls and needing fixings. And we don't have any comprehension. We don't have any comprehension. But there is a concept, Rav Wolfson says, of Hamtakas Adinim. What's Hamtakas Adinim? He writes, just translating, that the sweetening of justice, sweetening of judgments, is when a person ultimately accepts what happens to them as an expression of God's will. And again, that's the Tzidduk Adin that is said at a burial. And Rav Wolfson says that what we have to understand is the Hamtakas Adinim, when a person accepts and says that Tzidduk Adin, it creates a shift in the divine energy that's coming into the world. Because we know that the divine energies, the Shefa, the spiritual emanations come into this world. And again, I'm getting a little very Kabbalistic here, so I apologize, I know it's late at night for this. But Rav Wolfson says that the energy, the divine Shefa, divine emanations coming through the letters, through different letters of the Aleph Beis into this world. And through Hamtakas HaDinim, Rav Wolfson says, when a Jew says a Tzidduk HaDin, when a Jew sees suffering, and of course, this struggle, and we're tormented by it, and we're broken by it. But if the Jew ultimately can accept it and say, Eibishter, if this is your will, Hatzor Tam Pahalo Kichol Derachav Mishpat Elin Munove Inov El Tzadik V'yosher Hu, then when a Jew can say that, so ultimately, Rav Wolfson says that when the Shefa comes into the world, it maybe was supposed to come in as a nega, as an affliction, nun gimel ayin, but with the hamtakas hadina, with the acceptance of the judgment, the ayin goes to the beginning of the letter and it becomes an oneg, it becomes a pleasure. It maybe was supposed to come in as pesha, as sin, peshin ayin, but what can happen is through the hamtakas hadina, you move the pain, it becomes Shefa, it becomes divine blessing. And another one, he says, Tzara Tzadi Reish Hei, which means troubles and difficulties, Tzaros, but it can become, you shift the letters around, becomes Ritzei, becomes favor, and becomes pleasantness. And so Rav Wolfson says that this pasuk of Tov Hashem Lakol V'Rachamav Al Kol Masav is a very, very difficult pasuk. We're telling you, right? When we didn't all experience what we experienced Thursday night and Friday, going into Shabbos and just watching the Levayis today and just being broken, just being totally, totally broken by a father being maspid his son, just totally broken by it. And it would be easy to give this pshat a different time. It's very difficult to share it with you tonight. I'm just being totally honest with you. It's very difficult to share this pshat. But it's an idea that we have to know. Rav Wolfson is one of our great tzaddikim. He should live and be well. But this is an idea. This is an idea. Tov Hashem lakol v'racham avol kol masav. We know the tzedek hadin that said. But when there is a tzedek hadin, when people going through suffering and tragedies can recognize Tov Hashem lakol v'racham avol kol masav, Rav Wolfson says it transforms the divine emanations coming into this world and transform them into blessing and into goodness, specifically through the incredible faith and trust that they demonstrate in Hashem, that takes more bad things that are supposed to be coming into the world and transform them into blessing and into healing energies. And we should just all merit the families of the 45 who were taken from us and from their families in just such a horrific, terrifying fashion. By the amazing faith that these families are showing, this should be the greatest of Hamtakas Hamdinim. This should be the sweetening of the judgments. And the Eibishter should just bring his divine healing to them and to the whole world. Have a good night. Thanks for learning tonight, Chevron.